Hello, friends. It's exactly 66 years ago today since Mary and I walked down to the registry office in Alnwick, Northumberland, and made our vows. Vows we have kept on along this long, loving years. How did we do it? Absolute faith and trust in each other. It was on the 13th of March 1942 that we were warned that the unit was about to be sent abroad. So I immediately wrote to Mary and told her what I was going to do. I went to the CO and asked for 5 days special leave to get married. And he said, time is short, but take 5 days. So the next day, on the 14th, I travelled from Southampton, Netley, where we were stationed, to Southampton, then from Southampton on a long, long journey up north to Warkworth, a mile from Warkworth, which is about 50 miles north of Newcastle. Anyway, I got on the train at Southampton, and it was a slow journey because of bomb damage, and I arrived in London somewhere about lunchtime. On the way, I decided to walk across London. I knew it very well. And as I was going up Tottenham Court Road, I saw a jeweller's shop, and I knew I wanted a ring. So I called in and asked him if he could supply me with a ring. He asked me a few questions about what I was doing, and I told him. He said, what size? I said, well, I don't know. I haven't a clue. So he asked me a few questions about Mary and her age and size, etc. And he guessed the rest, and he said, I think this'll do. It turned out to be a perfect fit. I then went and had a cup of tea and a pie. Cost me threepence, ordinary money. And I then caught the train at King's Cross for place called Allenmouth, which was just 2 miles from my destination. After a long journey, I arrived at Allenmouth and decided to walk the rest of the journey, which was only 2 miles. I arrived at Mary's home sometime, I think, around 6 o'clock. It'd been a long, tedious journey. Well, Wednesday came, and it was a matter going to Alnwick, which was about 9 miles away. Now, I had only a few coppers left. I'd bought the ring, because we're only getting 5 pence a day, today's money, 5 pence per day. That was like 35 pence a week. But I had managed to save a bit for the ring and had a few coppers to spare. Going to Alnwick cost me another 9 pence return for myself and Mary, and that kind of broke me. So I was left with no money, and a mother kindly helped. I met a mother before. On the day we went to the registrar, got married, we had two witnesses, Flo, Mary's sister, and an aunt came along too. And then went home for a wedding feast, which consisted of one tomato and a small piece of ham. And that was our wedding dinner, nothing else. I gave my food coupon up, 5 days food coupon, I gave it to Mary's mother, and she was able to get the ham with it. After the marriage, things went along nicely, and on the next day we went for a long walk along the beach and decided what to do for the future. We both admitted it was going to be hard. We hadn't a penny between us, but with a lot of hope, and that hope springs eternal, and it worked out grand. On Monday when I went on leave, and on the 16th it was Wednesday, same as today, it might have been Wednesday. And the leave was up on Friday, so I had to be back in my unit by midnight Friday. I left Mary at the station in Alnwick. Her sister came along with us, said our goodbyes, and it was 4 and 3 years and 3 months before I saw Mary again. And it's 66 years that we've been together, and I haven't regretted one moment of it. That's all for the moment. Hope my story has interested you. Cheerio. My very best wishes to all. Jono.